Before we begin, I just want to first thank the Wogan family for making this happen. DR's dad, if I'm correct, I think DR's dad is one of the first Talmidim, which I think says a lot about who we're going to hear from tonight. But I just want to introduce Rabbi Kalish very quickly. It's a zchus to introduce Rabbi Kalish, and even I'm a little bit nervous to introduce Rabbi Kalish. It's a zchus because the whole world is trying to get Rabbi Kalish. The entire Eretz Yisrael is trying to get Rabbi Kalish to speak. And somehow we have the zchus, the major zchus, to be able to get Rabbi Kalish. I've been hearing people ask me, how did you get Rabbi Kalish to come to your yeshiva? How did you pull it off? What happened? And everybody wants to hear words of chizuk from Rav Kalish, but it's a little bit more of, I'm nervous to speak, to introduce Rav Kalish. Because Rav Kalish doesn't even know this, but I'm a Talmud of Rav Kalish. I listen to Rav Kalish's shiurim, the excitement of my week, or my days, or when I get these podcast updates, that Rav Kalish, a new shiur came out. Erev Shabbos, I got three on Erev, just on Erev Shabbos. Just to listen to the chizuk, the words of chizuk that Rav Kalish gives. Thousands of people, just hundreds tonight, but thousands of people, there you go, that's a little better. Listen to the shiurim of Rav Kalish, I know myself and Rav Ben, we always speak about Rav Kalish, what would Rav Kalish say in this situation? What would Rav Kalish say in that situation? Always asking ourselves, but I just want to say one thing, if you want to know, in my mind, who we're hearing from tonight, what he stands for, Chanoch Lena'ar Alpi Darko. Every person, every Talmud in his way, a Darko. It's one thing I've learned from Rav Kalish is Darko is understanding each Talmud, where he is, knowing every one of his Talmidim. As we saw walking in, the Kesher that Rav Kalish has. I mean, if we didn't pull Rav Kalish forward, he would have been there for another 25 minutes, 30 minutes, just saying Shalom Aleichem to every one of his Talmidim. We went to Tzvas, a couple of Mashiach went to Tzvas, and we learned what it means to be authentic Jews. Rav Kalish teaches his Talmidim from day one. Anybody I know, I learned in Waterbury, I learned in Rav Kalish, there's an authenticity. And that authenticity is shared to his Talmidim, and that's what the Chinuch is there. But lastly, Rav Kalish has taught us all. It seems like everybody speaks about Rav Kalish having a new mahalach. There's a new mahalach out there. Did you hear about this new mahalach of Rav Kalish? It's the only mahalach. The mahalach of av, of just showing love. Controlling our talmidim doesn't work. But rather showing love to our children, to our talmidim. And Rabosai, we've had many gedolim have come to our yeshiva over the past few weeks. We haven't had a showing like this. I think it speaks to not just being a gadol in Torah, but a gadol understanding people. Without further ado, Rav Kalish.
You want this thing? Yeah, you can try without it.
Thank you to Rav Heschel for your very kind words, and I thank the Yeshiva Reiberg and the whole Yeshiva for hosting me. I want to be here badly tonight. I've come with a group of guys at Ray Brownstein together with Chevra. We've come from the airport and I felt very strongly that the matziv that Klal Yisrael's in now, is it loud enough? Not loud enough.
I think we need the mic.
Do the mic or stand, whatever. I felt strongly that the matziv that Klal Yisrael finds herself in now, that the organic response of any family in a tzara, we have a mishpacha bayas in yeshiva lost their father, a very, very precious friend of ours lost his father. And we've watched the family come together in beautiful ways. All the brothers, the siblings, brother to sister, sister to brother, the children to the mama, we've watched the family, friends, come together in awesome ways. That's the response to difficulty. It's a very natural response. And we've seen in our precious people in Klal Yisrael, we've seen a unity, the likes of which I have never seen in my life. We've become and are becoming one people, a Yid. And we're seeing a unity. And it was important to me tonight, directly from the airport. We've, in the past, we've met up as a yeshiva. Tonight, we're meeting with other yeshivas. Bring walls down. We have artificial walls that we've put up that are cute and nice. We have Hasidish, Litvish, Svarad, Ashkenaz, different brands of Hasidus. All very nice. Wonderful. And there's a place to Messiah. And there are differences that are wonderful and can be argued about and should be argued about. And they're all wonderful. But deeper than all those differences, there's the Bria of Hashem, that we're one people, one unified nation. We're a Yid. And that has to be expressed and is being expressed in our nation. So I wanted right off the plane that we should come together, not just one individual yeshiva, to come together, all B'nai Yeshiva, Yidden, different Yidden, should come together from different places. 24 years ago, I was zeichet to come to a city. There were very, very few Yidden. There was not a million of from Yidden in a city. And one of the people who came together, a very idealistic person, and his name was Rav John Wogan, and he came to a yeshiva. We came together with a dream of building a beautiful place. But there was a specific vision of a yeshiva and a community. And the idea was a place like Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Bainei Yerushalayim Hashem. Hashem built Yerushalayim. What was Hashem thinking? What is the idea of Yerushalayim? Nidche Yisrael Yechanes. This is a place that a Yid, Nidche Yisrael, any Yid, a Yid maybe even where elsewhere is pushed away. Here, every single Yid is wanted. Every single Yid has a place. Every single Yid belongs. And we were starting a yeshiva and a community with that ideal. And one of the miyastim, one of the founding fathers, he was from the first few bachrim we ever had in the yeshiva. We came together to build something. Was Rav John Wogan. He was a bachrim in the yeshiva. Then he was a younger man. He was in kollel and yeshiva. And then he lived in the community for a number of years. I always had a tremendous gratitude to Rav John Wogan that he built. He was from the builders of today, a flourishing city and a flourishing yeshiva, which is true to the ideals of Hashem. Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, a Yid is wanted here. It doesn't matter what type, Chassidish, Litvish, Svarad, Ashkenaz, here, there, a Yid is wanted in this Makom Torah. And Rav John Wogan was one of the miyastim. I wanted tonight, it should be a gathering of Yidden from different places. And Rav John called me up, he has a son, D.R., who I've met many times, a few times. I'm not zeichet to have such a close sheiches. I'm in Connecticut, he's in Tennessee, but I want a sheiches. And I thank the Wogan Mishpacha for facilitating that I can come, that together with the Chevra we could be here. I thank D.R. for being part of such, he's a growing person. His father is a tremendous idealist, just a very idealistic person. A lot of Klal Yisrael is reading, a book was just put out about a Rebbe, a big Talmud Chacham from Memphis, Tennessee, and his father was Zeicha to have Sheiches, I believe a Sheiches to Rav Natan. And really an honor to be at a yeshiva that DR is learning in and steiging in, so really thank you to the yeshiva. And thank you to the whole Chevra for having me. Before we learn Divrei Torah together, I feel now it's still uncomfortable. We have to learn. I don't like forced Divrei Torah. If we're going to study together, it has to be comfortable. I was just recently speaking somewhere, and two rebbeim were like going around the crowd, making people quiet. And it was causing like a lot of tension. I'm not promoting talking during the shiur, but there was chiyus in the room and the quiet was causing problems. But I didn't want to chas v'shalom make somebody look bad. I made an excuse to ask somebody to come forward, and I asked, if everybody will be Shmaitze by Tzilusa, if people will be more calm, will actually learn much better in that environment. So I want to sing a song, but I want to pray together for Klal Yisrael. First, we'll sing, we'll pray together, and then I'd like to share, we'll learn Torah, we'll study Divrei Torah. But let's first daven together for our precious people. We're sitting here, the beautiful crowd of Bnei Torah. Let's pray for our people. Let's daven together, and then we'll share Divrei Torah.
Yeshua, Yaakov.
There's a sugya I've already, my son and I, Moshe, is here, and we've learned this sugya before. I'd like Naftali, Moshe, I'd like Bensi to add a depth that has emerged to me in this sugya, Moshe. I'd like to add to an old sugya, but Ein Beis Medrash B'li Chiddush, I want to add a depth to a sugya we studied already. Avram Avinu was known for his kindness, but specifically Vayita Eshel. There was a brand of kindness of Avram Avinu, and the brand of kindness is Vayita Eshel. Eshel was the anhaga of Avram Avinu. In the chesed of Avram, there would be achila, shesia, and levaya. He would give his guests to eat and drink. He would care for their physical needs. But Eshel Avram, there's an important dagesh, an important focus on Eshel Avram. It wasn't just achila and shesia, there was levaya. And levaya completely changes the game. There's an entirely different chesed of achila shesia alone, and achila shesia and levaya, Eshel Avram. And the dagesh and levaya is a game changer. Achila shesia is to care for another person. People have more fortune and less fortunate. And achila shesia means that one provides for the unfortunate. Somebody has a social standing and another person doesn't have that standing. So the person who has the social standing will help out the less fortunate. That's a world of achila and shesia that has no shaychus to the chesed of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu's kindness was Eshel Avram, achila shesia levaya. Levaya means that I respect you. Levaya means that I'm enamored by you. Levaya means that I'm intimidated by you. To be melave a guest means that this is a chash of a person. The first word Avram Avinu says to his guest is Adonai. The Torah has no words that are extra, no words that are just, well, it means that Avram Avinu looked up to his guest. There was respect, there was appreciation. He admired the people, and the chesed of Avram Avinu was Eshel Avram. The achila shesia came because he had a sense, al na saver me'al avdecha. I see greatness and kindness and preciousness. I see godliness in you. And he even used that name that we refer to Hashem. Because Avram Avinu saw the greatness in somebody. He was taken by somebody, and as such, was noyeg chesed. It is not a chesed born from pity. It's a chesed that comes from a profound respect. Where did Avram Avinu come to this kindness? And the pashtus of Avram Avinu coming to this kindness. Avram Avinu's kindness came from very deep in his soul. The Torah, describing Avram Avinu's chesed, uses five words of Avram Avinu rushing, of passion. Five times the Torah expresses Avram Avinu was flying around. Now, of course, the picture that Hashem is painting is rizus, is alacrity. Avram Avinu's on fire. But there's a deep nekuda, Yankov. In Avram Avinu's passion is an akuda that he was born for this. When you see, I care a lot about chayus. Chayus, I was in the airport with my sons. We were flying, a group of guys today, Ray Brownstein, were flying, and we saw two Lubavitch Hasidim. They were signing up Yidden to write a Sefer Torah. I saw chayus in these two bachrim. I saw chayus. They were full of smiles, full of energy. There was a chiyus in their avodas Hashem. When you see chiyus, it's a sign that somebody has found themselves. Somebody stopped my son over Chol HaMoed Sukkos. He said, why do you learn? He said, why do you do mitzvahs? Schar Olam Haba? said, what would you do for 70, 80 years from now? Can I get you to do anything? Imagine an incentive. In Mevaser Etzion, we did an incentive. In 80 years, you'll get a wonderful trip. That wouldn't motivate one bacher. So the person said, what's this schar in Olam Haba? Of course there's schar in Olam Haba. But he asked my son, that motivates you? And my son said, I was born to serve Hashem. I feel it. I was born. I was made for this. A yid, his soul craves Torah, craves tefillah, craves kindness. When somebody's functioning with energy and chayus, is the sign that they found that which I'm born for. They're functioning with tremendous energy because I was born for this. That is a certain power, a certain passion. Avram Avinu, the Torah describing the chesed of Avram, tells us that he found him. He found his own soul. You see, we hear two things about Avram Avinu. He's the discoverer of Hashem, and he's the Baal Chesed. This Avram Avinu has two aspects. The discoverer of Hashem and the Baal Chesed. Do that relate at all? Does that connect? But Avram Avinu didn't just discover Hashem. Avram Avinu discovered that we're Shayich to Hashem. Avram Avinu discovered that the human being is Shayich to Hashem. Is Shayich to Kirvas Hashem. Because the human being has a soul. That's a chelak elokam imal mamish. The human being has a soul. And Avram Avinu found that we have godliness in us. Mahu afata, Hashem is kind. Hashem's a goimel chesed. And we have a soul that wants to give. Reb Chaim Volozhin was frequent to say, his son quoted, "Lainivra ha'adam el lahaya lachriti." We were born to give. We were born. We have a craving to share, to give, to be godly, to provide. That's in us all. Avram Avinu's chesed was passionate. There was a zehirus because he found there was an energy, a zrizus, because he found it inside of himself, the want to give. He discovered the neshama that's in us, that wants to give, that wants to be godly. Avram Avinu, discovering that in himself, discovered it in others. And as such, Avram Avinu had a brand of chesed. It wasn't the chesed of pitying, listen, you pity, no. He found his own godliness, his own soul. And as such, he was able to see it in others. And so was Eishel Avram, Achila Shasiya Levaya. The Levaya is that he accompanied out when a guest came. He walked him out of the house. He gave him tremendous kavod. It wasn't the superficial thing, the kavod, the respect. Wasn't the pat on the back, you're a nice person. It was the discovery of the greatness of Avram. The Rambam says a Rebbe, the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, says a Rebbe is mechoyev to be mechabed as Talmidim. It's not an external kavod in the words of the Chayadam, ikr kavod is b'machshava. It doesn't mean a Rebbe externally shows, like don't say mean things. It means the Rebbe in his mind, when he's not in front of the Talmud, his obligation, his only way of impacting the particular student is if he's crazy over the student in his brain. When he's alone with his wife, he can't stop praising the student. That's the only way. Rav Hirsch calls this the bedrock of education. There's no teaching somebody you're not nishtoimim from, somebody you're not dazzled by, somebody you're not impressed by. Avram Avinu's chesed was born from that respect. He had discovered his own soul. And as such, was able to see it in others, precious, big people, Adonai, he said to his guests, my masters, I look up to you. And he saw the greatness, and that's where the Achila Shaseya came from, the seeing and appreciating this. It's my honor, Al Nas Savra Mayal Abdecha. So now let's follow a train of thought. That's the Eish El Avram. Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu, before he went to Mitzrayim, in some cryptic, hard to understand pasuk, Yaakov Avinu takes a detour on the way to Egypt, and he goes to Be'er Sheva. And Chazal tell us that he went to Be'er Sheva to pick up Eish El Avram. Eish El Avram, the trees of Avram, he brought down to Mitzrayim. Eish El Achila Shasiyah Levaya. The Eish El Avram he picked up in Be'er Sheva. When we left Mitzrayim, those trees that Yaakov Avinu brought to Egypt, Chazal say, the Yidden brought those trees into the desert. And then when we built a Mishkan in the desert, Hashem dwelled in our midst, we took those trees and the Briach HaTichon, the central beam of the Mishkan, that which held the Mishkan with those trees, the Eish El Avram. Miraculously, Chazal say, that the tree bent around, stuck the tree in, and it went around the whole Mishkan, Shalai Kederech, a cedar tree, or anything hard, and it went around and it became the central beam of the Mishkan. Now, this, if you're into the Enneagram, the fives are wonderful and nothing to be ashamed of. Fives like random information. They love it. And that's how they get, that's the five in the Enneagram. So if you're a five, you want to write that down. Avram Avinu planted trees. Yaakov Avinu, before he went to Mitzrayim, picked up those trees, brought them to Egypt. The Yidden took those trees and took them to the desert. And from those trees, we created the central beam of the Mishkan. If you're a five, you're excited already. And excellent, good information. If you're not a five, what is it saying? Torah is teaching us. What is it saying to us? And the message is very, very loud and very clear. It's saying something to you and I. Mitzrayim is a place of Zima. Mitzrayim is a place where the human being is disconnected to God. Mitzrayim is a place where people feel just physical. Mi Hashem. That's what Paray says. And Yaakov Avinu knew to survive in Mitzrayim, we need the Eish El Avram. The remembrance of who we are and who other people are. And we come out of Mitzrayim with the Eish El Avram. What busts us out of Mitzrayim is the remembrance of who we are. Soul, shivim nefesh, bo Mitzrayim. The remembrance of our preciousness, of each one on himself and seeing it on the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Eish El Avram are what gets us out of Mitzrayim. And then Ashras Ashchina, the Briach Haticha in the central beam of the Mishkan, was the Eish El Avram, was the beam of Avram, was those trees of Avram Avinu. The kindness of Avram, which came from the place of knowing his own deepest place, that we're souls who want to give and share and provide. And then seeing it in the Zula, seeing it in the next person, a wonderful person, a precious, impressive person. Seeing it in ourselves, Kaidim Kol, because if we don't see it in ourselves, we won't see it in others. All I look for in hiring a Rebbe, somebody who's dazzled by a Yid, dazzled, intimidated. Charisma doesn't matter a lot to me, or any other types of things. It matters somebody who's dazzled by a Yid. We need to see it in ourselves, our own soul, our own precious neshama. Then we need to discover, we can feel our neshama's different mitzvahs, that it resonates by us. When we learn Torah, to ask ourselves, what will excite me is different than what will excite you, different what will excite you. Ask what words light a fire in your soul. Where do you connect? Where do you see? What vart energizes you? Finding our own preciousness and then seeing it in others, that's the Eish El Avram. And Yaakov Avinu knew we're going to go to a land of Mitzrayim that is not about the preciousness, it's about the physicality of man, devoid of his preciousness, devoid of the soul of a human being. And he knew Eish El Avram, that kindness that comes from knowing our own value and seeing it in the Zulas, that would be the key to getting out of Mitzrayim. And as such, I don't know if it could be physically brought to trees. We could learn Chazal. It could mean it means physically he brought those trees, but most definitely, Abraham Avinu had planted a concept in all of us, in his Ummah that we all come from, and that concept Yaakov Avinu tapped in on the way to Mitzrayim. He taught that to the Shivtei Ka, the Eshel Avram, the dignity, the preciousness that is every Yid, that is every person in our Ummah. And then they left Mitzrayim with the Eshel Avram, and from there became the Briach HaTichon, the central beam of Ashras HaShchinah. Because that will allow for the Shechinah to be Shayer in Yisro. When there's Haramas Keren Yisro, when the Yid knows who the Yid is, he sees it in himself, and he sees and values other Yid, Haramas Keren Yisro, the restoration of the pride, of the value of every Yid, so then what follows is Ashras HaShchinah. In such a world of Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, then it's Vayihi Bishur and Melech. Then Hashem is Shaira, that's a Tanai for Ashras HaShchinah. So that's the first sugya I wanted to study together. We're seeing in our people, I'm really just reporting the news. As much as I'm sharing the Dvar Torah, I'm reporting, I think our nation has discovered the Eshel Avram. A bacher showed me that from North America, $1 billion was sent to Eretz Yisrael from Yidden in the last Sin Simchas Torah, $1 billion. But much more than the money, we've discovered the Eshel Avram. Much more than the kindness, we've remembered the preciousness. I dare say, I think we found the Eshel Avram. And when we hold on to the Eshel Avram, we get out of all the dark, difficult places. From the Eshel Avram is built as the Briach HaTichon, is the central beam of Ashras HaShchinah, of the Shechinah Shaira in a nation that remembers their own preciousness and sees it in themselves and sees it in others. From there comes Ashras HaShchinah. We're watching our Ummah in beautiful ways. Literally, we've discovered, we found the Eshel Avram. We have to keep tapping in that Eshel Avram that he planted in our own families, in our own dorm rooms, in our own yeshivas, in our own communities, continue to hold on to the Eshel Avram, seeing preciousness in ourselves and seeing it in everybody in our world. Appreciating Ayin Tov, Avram Avinu's Midah was Ayin Tov. That's the Midah of Avram, is all this sugya. The good eye is the one who saw in himself this, the soul who founded, who discovered, and so on in others. And of course, in that place, there's tremendous kirvas Hashem. I want to sing with the Chevra. There's a song, I hope we'll get it right. If we miss, so we miss. There's the promise of Hashem when he gave the Torah. Hashem said, Atem tiuli mamleches kehanim begoy kodesh. Hashem promised us that we're going to be a princely nation, a precious people. I think we're discovering, there's a kiyum happening. We're discovering each other's preciousness. I think it's a good time to sing those words, that promise of Hashem. Maybe if there's time, we'll share Dvar Torah two more. But first, I want to sing this with the Chevra. Let's try.
Yeah.
There's a maysa that I've heard recently that's on my mind. So instead we'll close. I want to share this maysa. I don't think in person I've told it to my son Maish. Maybe I'm not sure if I told it in person. I want to tell him tonight this maysa, Maishul. The stories of Aaron of Bells. Rev Aaron of Bells. The story is a story from Rev Aaron of Bells. Rav Aaron of Bells was a Kedosh Elyon, was holy beyond. He was a person, Davuk to Hashem. The story one can read about his story of his survival from the Nazis is mind-boggling. Nisim in the flies, his survival, how he escaped the Nazis. At one juncture, Rav Aaron of Bells, a true story, Rav Aaron of Bells, his driver, was literally... They were running, literally being chased by the Nazis. And his life, they were looking for the Rabbiner, they were looking for Rav Aaron of Bells. They had heard about Yidden leaning and relying on him, and they pashut were going after Rav Aaron. And he was being chased. And there's like this fast car chase. And in the middle of the chase, Rav Aaron of Bells says to his driver, "Please pull over, I'd like to take a break here." And the driver says, "Rebbe, we pull over, we pashtus don't survive." The Varen said calmly, "I'd like you to pull over." So the Yid listened and pulled over. Rav Aaron of Bells goes out of the car, sits on a rack outside, thinks for a few minutes, thinks to himself. Then he says, "Yetz, ich bin great. Now I'm ready. We can fare and we can travel on." Comes back to the car and they speed away and survive. Mysterious. Rav Aaron was very mysterious. A friend pushed Rav Aaron. What was that, Rebbe? And he said something that remains, that's weiter mysterious. Rav Aaron of Bells said that, "I asked myself when we were being chased, what does the Yetzihara want from me? What's he trying to do?" And I was Yairi, the Yetzihara wants me to lose my Yishuv Adas, my tranquility, my serenity. The Yetzihara wants to take that away from me. And I promised he's not going to succeed. So I sat down and I got my calmness back. That's what he said. Now the questions are obvious, a bizarre story. Could he get his serenity in the car? He went out to almost certain death, and he said he wanted to get his serenity. So the Ger Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shaul Alter, said a pshat. And Rav Shaul Alter said a brilliant pshat to explain Rav Aaron of Bells what happened. And it's a pshat very relevant to us all. He said like this. He brought a Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says that Yaakov Avinu was doing his shtadlus, Esav's coming to attack Yaakov. And he was doing his shtadlus, a yid's mitzvah, to do his shtadlus. And what Yaakov Avinu did brilliantly was giving gifts to Esav. But not just he gave gifts, he made a separation, revach tasimu ben eder le'eder. Between each group, each flock, each gift he gave to Esav, there was a space between them. So it would appear to Esav that he was getting much more than he actually was getting. That was the trick of Yaakov Avinu. Revach tasimu ben eder le'eder. Says the Baal HaTurim cryptically, the same revach tasimu that it says there, the pasuk in the Megillah, revach v'atzala yamad mimakam acher, revach, revach, that's what the Baal HaTurim says. Says the Gerash Sheva, what shaykh is revach tasimu and revach v'atzala? Says the Ger Rebbe, well, of course we do a shtadlus. A yid does a shtadlus, that's what a yid does. But when a yid does a shtadlus, we can get a certain nervousness, a certain overwhelmingness, that it's all on our shoulders. And we get overwhelmed. And says the Baal HaTurim, while he was doing Revach Tosimu, Yaakov Avinu was doing a shtadlus, he remembered Revach V'atzala Yamad Mimakam Acher, that the Yeshua, we rely on Hashem, and we're in Hashem's hands. So of course the Yid does the shtadlus, and that's the Revach Tasimu Bein Eder Le'eder. But all the while the Yid's doing a shtadlus, he remembers Revach V'atzala Yamad Mimakam Acher was Mordechai's lesson to Esther Amalka, that of course be a hero and save Klal Yisrael, but understand that we're in Hashem's hands. Says Reb Shaul Alter that Reb Aaron was running away, was doing a shtadlus, and he was feeling the overwhelmed feeling of somebody who feels it's in their hands. And he was saying, let me go for a second out of the car to remind myself that I'm Hashem's hands, and I'll get a certain equilibrium that will calm me down. Shuvi nafshi l'mnuchaychi, ki Hashem gamal aloichi, will calm me down. I'm in Hashem's hands, then I'll go back to the shtadlus of running away. And certainly we're all joining together, Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, there's so much going on in our people. And certainly we are celebrating and appreciating all the shtadlus, the necessary hishtadlus, and appreciating the holy yidden that are being mais and nefesh. And we're praying as well, recognizing we're in Hashem's hands. Klal Yisrael is praying. I'm the shtaymin. You go to any minyan, maishi, a group of people make a quick minyan at the side of the road. They meet at a rest stop. People after tefillah saying Ashir Amalos. There's davening after the davening. And I think we've discovered as a people, prayer, we're davening. We're all, Klal Yisrael is davening. It's omnis avaisam, it's what yidden do. We pray, we're daveners. And we're discovering, we're in Hashem's hands. We're a nation who's discovering a precious, beautiful people who are in Hashem's hands. So the bracha, the tefillah that to us all is to appreciate every single precious yid. We're the nation of Hashem, Aboicher, Ba'ama Yisrael, Ba'ava. Let us together pray for Klal Yisrael, for every single yid in our Ummah. Every single yid in our Ummah should be safe. Every yid should stand up with pride and serve Hashem with pride and be accepted by every other yid. And let's together also take that comfort we're in good hands. With the revach, revach, that we're in Hashem's hands. We're His nation, His people, who He loves, and we're in good hands, and take a comfort and a chizuk that we're in good hands. Ashrayam shekabalah, Ashrayam shehashem elikam, Ashrayam shekabalah, Ashrayam shehashem elikam.
We have our character. Thank you.